Hypnagogue Podcast 497.
Thank you.
Just so you know, I started you off in the holding tanks. This time around here on Hypnagogue Podcast, episode 497. Hey there, my name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. And we started in the tanks because I've gotten some heavy hitter stuff recently, so I wanted to get that out in front of you. And then we mixed it up with some stuff from the library, and it was all a delightful dozen tracks of goodness. Started off with, are you sitting down? Robert Rich and Michael Stearns have teamed up, at last, for an album called Reunion of Breath and Wind. Do I need to tell you how good this album is, or can you just pretty much figure out on your own that when you put these two guys together, it's going to be really good? There is so much of Robert's slide guitar work in here, which I love. I've seen him live a couple of times, and it's just wonderful ethereal sound, and just to see him there kind of hunched over the pedal steel, and little e-bow, and working that slide. I love that sound. There's a whole lot more going on, but I love that sound. That track was called The Map Is the Surface. Steve Roach, after that, he has a new one from a concert in Tucson. This is called La Rosa, live in Tucson. Kind of works through a bunch of different aspects of Steve's career. I, of course, was drawn to something from Dreamtime Return, my favorite album of all time, bar none. And that track, those tracks, actually, were Magnificent Gallery and Circular Ceremony. One track. Two pieces from Dreamtime. After that, I got some new stuff from Siddhartha Bonhorn. The album was called Sea of Stars. That was Whispers of an Ancient Sky. Another name you might recognize is Forrest Fang. His latest is called Radiance and the Receding Light. This is another one of those Forrest albums that uses a lot of his gong tones, which I've just always liked. It's very kind of mental mantra-ish. You know what I mean? I like those sounds. But that track was called Water Birth. I had quite a time picking out one track off of D-Time's album Night Woven, because as I was sitting and listening to it, I just kept having ooh moments over and over again. I finally settled on Ancient Tremor. That album is called Night Woven from D-Time. Rudy Adrian made us a little more quiet after that, and a little spooky, with Western Wind off of As Dusk Becomes Night. Then it was Ryan Somerville and Ben McCarthy from Paranoia Is Appropriate. That track was, well, it's basically like Infinity 0.8. Don't know why, but it's a good track. After that, Ruben Henkel, a little bit of piano for us, Gitterbond. Off of his album Restless. I got Odd News, new one. New Odd New? I got New Odd New. Called Invisible. Got that recently. I had put one track into this, and then as I was doing more stuff, and it kind of played off into the next track, and I went, oh, I like that marginally better. I probably could have just played both of them for you, and maybe should have. But this way you can go and find the album Visible and find out what track it was that I was going to play, when instead I gave you Asteroid Orbits Earth. Then M. Grigg got the benefit of the shuffle when I had another ooh moment when his track Nod came on. That is off a compilation called Sleep Laboratory 1.0. There are a number of Sleep Laboratory compilations. They're all excellent. You should go find them all. And then I closed out looking like a complete shill for the Cyclical Dreams label, with two tracks from their artists. First was Mikado, the opening track from their album Mindscapes, which is called The Mysterious Musicians. Then it was Rodrigo Passanante with Subliminal Presence, as he reminds us that everything dies. That's the title of the album, Everything Dies. And we close out with Chords of Orion, with what has to be the song title of the episode, Shine Here to Us, You Are Everywhere. And that is off of Nightfall. Every now and then, the Hypnagogue Podcast seeks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Please make sure you are subscribing. either go to wherever you get your other podcasts and put in Hypnagogue, and you'll find it there, or head to hypnagoguepodcast.com. There's a box on the right-hand side. You slap in your email address, and science does the rest. I'll be back real soon with another episode. We're closing in on number 500. That's scary. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I'll tell you this much. It's going to be longer than usual. Probably quite a bit longer. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the mood is. We'll spin the wheel of Johnny's mood and see what happens. And until that time, when we get together for more of this great music, my lovely, lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.